Why do you suppose that sheriff didn't come yesterday?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he missed the train and had a blowout or something. But I bet he showed up today all right.
Yeah, that makes the dad burn sure.
He said he was coming, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, from the looks of him, I bet he's just the kind of man that'll do what he says.
Don't know what he has to hang around here for.
Oh, dagnabbit, but you know what he's coming for. He's looking for that horse. How is he looking this morning?
Yeah, he looks kind of funny. Looks more like a zebra than a horse.
Yes, that's because he wouldn't stand still while I was pouring the dye on.
You think the sheriff will know him?
It'd be a damn good thing he did. The old pug ain't good for nothing. With all this money you're spending for apples and dye and everything, it'll take you all your life to pay back what you'll restore. You ought to have more sense, Ed.
Shucks, you just wait and see. He's a racehorse, ain't he?
Yeah, fine racehorse he is, laying down all the time. I'll bet he couldn't even beat a mud turtle.
What do you want to bet?
Well, I didn't exactly mean a mud turtle. I just meant
you fell on your horns that time, didn't I?
You and your old horse. You're both alike.
What do you mean by that?
Both of you has been.
Oh, we is we? Well, I'll just bet you 20 cents. I get my money back on that horse. And more, too.
Yeah, during the bye, don't take that bet. Here, shake hands on it.
All right, it's a go. Yeah. And you might as well give me that 20 cents right now.
Oh, you think so, do you? Well, you ain't won it yet. Not by a long shot. What do you think you're going to do with that old plug?
We're going to race him, that's what. But you just wait and you see him coming out of the wire by a nose. His name is going to be going down in history. And
he's more likely to come in on his nose, if you ask me.
And see his name going up on the board as the winner and thousands of people cheering him, the judges.
Hold your horses a minute there. What race are you talking about?
The race I'm going to put my horse in.
Mr. Tom Charnock, where is it and when is it?
I don't know. There's bound to be a race someplace, sometime, ain't there?
Yes, I suppose you... Oh, see, I just thought of something. When you was pipe dreaming just now, you said something about seeing his name up on the board. What is his name?
The fellow that told him to me said his name was Fox Paul.
Fox Paul?
That's what he said. Wonder what it means.
Burn, do I know what it... What? Well, I'll be darned.
What's the matter now?
Why, you remember when that salesman said he told us the wrong price on that cheese last week?
Yeah, what did he say?
He said it was a fox paw and said that's French for mistake.
Well, what of it?
What of it? He turned old horses a mistake. That's what of it.
He ain't no mistake.
Yeah.
You'll talk out the other side of your mouth one of these days.
Yeah, you better change his name before that sheriff gets here anyway.
And maybe that'd be a good idea. I couldn't race him under that name anyhow, could I?
Yeah. What do you think of calling him?
Ain't thought nothing about it.
Well, you better be thinking about it. Let me see. What would be a good name for him?
Or how about calling him Roaring Flame?
Roaring Flame?
Yeah.
The way he's acting, Sleeping Fire would be a lot better. Anyhow, he's navy blue, not sorrow.
Maybe we could call him Pride of the Navy.
Pride of the... Oh, you darn fool. Don't you know there's no horses in the Navy?
Ain't there?
No, they ain't. You got to think of something better than that.
Well, you're so dad darn smart. Why don't you think of something?
You better quit your yapping the wheels. Say, here's a good one for him. Galloping Ghost.
What's that?
Galloping Ghost. He's a football player.
Give a darn what he done. My horse ain't no ghost. You can just think of something else.
Oh, seems to me you're dang particular about his name, old bag of bones. Let's
call him Put and Take.
Put and Take?
Yeah.
What in tarnation you want to call him that for?
Because he'll put his front feet down ahead of the hind ones and take the prize.
Well, you can't name a horse nothing like that. Never heard of... Oh, no, who do you suppose that is? Maybe it's the sheriff.
If it is, you tell him I'm not here.
Hello. Oh, hello, Hector. Hi. Where you been the last two or three days? Hiding from the buns. Why, they left town the next day after the statue was unveiled. Yes, Iona was looking for you. No, they said they wasn't coming back at all. Where are you now? Squidville? Yes, it's perfectly safe for you to come now. Yes, drop in to get back. Ed's bought a horse. Oh, I don't know. He says it's a racehorse, but looks more like a clothes horse to me. Yes, you can see it when you get back. All right. Goodbye.
What'd Hector want?
Why, you want to know the buns are still here. He's been hiding out over to Squidville ever since the statue's unveiled.
And what'd he do that for?
He said he's afraid they'd make trouble for him. He'll be back tomorrow. He said he'd like to see your horse.
There ain't nothing heating from it, is there?
No, who said there was? You're getting dang touchy since you bought that horse. You got any more names?
Yeah, one more. How do you like Greasy Lightning?
It ain't Greasy Lightning. It's Grease Lightning. But you can't use that. There was a movie with that kind of a name.
What difference does that make?
Just what I was going to tell you. It's copyright.
It's what?
Copyrighted. Copyright.
Did someone say it was copied wrong?
No, they didn't. It ain't got nothing to do with copying.
What does it mean, then?
It means you can't copy it. That's what it means.
You're crazy.
Now, look here, Reb Peters. I just ain't crazy. And if you
are you contradicting yourself for, then?
Well, I ain't contradicting myself. I was just
you
about
too.
To...
You are, too. First you said it ain't got nothing to do with copying, and then you said it means that you can't copy it.
Well, what's the use to explain anything to you anyhow? Okay.